这次我做的安排的题目是主耶稣的生平与教训。
This time, the topic assigned to me was the life and the teachings of Jesus.
我很高兴，很感谢主的恩典，能够参加这青年的学习。
I'm very pleased and I'm very happy to be able to participate in this youth seminar.
虽然我们当中有的相当上年纪，但是这个是青年班，大家有一个青年的心情和精神来学习。
Although some among us are higher in age, but still we are youthful at heart, and we have the heart to learn as a youth.
我非常欢迎远路的加拿大教会的弟兄姊妹来。
I also like to welcome the brothers and sisters from further places that came here.
还有这个东部的教会啊。
And also from the Eastern United States churches.
我的课一共有15节。
I have 15 sessions to my topic.
我要把主耶稣一生所做的事情和他所讲的主要的道理和大家来查考一下。
I intend to share with you the doings, the words of Jesus throughout his lifetime and share that with you.
所以关于有一些比较不需要解释的，我们就这个扼要的讲过去。那关于道理方面，我们认为需要的会详细讲一讲。
And some of the lesser important, lesser significant things we'll skim over, but the significant teachings of Jesus we'll cover.
我们先看他的生平，他一生的这个历程。
We first go through his lifelong experience.
我们人的一生是从降生出现开始。
Our life begins at birth.
那么死是他的结束。
And it ends when we die.
所以说主耶稣的一生应该从他的降生一直到他的死。
Therefore, when we discuss Jesus' lifelong experiences, we must cover from birth to death.
主耶稣的降生是带着特别的使命来的，所以圣经有数先的预言。
It's because Jesus' birth comes with significance. That's why it was prophesied earlier in the Old Testament.
这一点是其他的人所没有的。
Extraordinary that it does not happen to others.
主以外没有一个人说，圣经啊，首先告诉我们了，他要降生在什么地方，要从哪一个人的后代来出现，或者在世界会遇到什么事情。
Besides Jesus, his birth, his life, no one else had their lives or their birth foretold in detail.
不，因为我们这个是有时间的限制，我不能说把全部的资料都排出来。
Because of time factor, I cannot cover all the materials that I have.
这个救主啊，要从亚伯拉罕的后代来后代就是。
The Savior we know will come from the line of Abraham.
我们请看创世纪22:18。
Please refer to Genesis chapter 22, verse 18.
今天我们信耶稣啊。我们对主耶稣的事情一定要读准是一点。
Today we believe in Jesus, so it's obvious we should know a lot, as much as we can about this man Jesus.
我们信耶稣，到底耶稣是谁？耶稣教训我们什么？我们教是不清楚，这个是很不应该的。
We believe in Jesus and his teachings are for us, and we don't understand his teachings. This is unreasonable.
请看22:18。真神对亚伯拉罕有三种应许。
God has three types of promises to Abraham.
我们学习创世纪一定要看清楚这三点，不然的话会说没有把创世纪学得好。
When we learn from Genesis, we have to be clear of these three aspects of promise from God, or else we'll be confused.
所以旧约哈是神对人类的一种应许啊。那么到底神对人类有什么应许？
The whole Old Testament, you can say it's a promise of God to men, but what sort of promise is that?
真神对亚伯拉罕有三种应许，第一是要给他祖孙多起来。
The first type of promise bestowed to Abraham is that his descendants will be numerous.
第二是要把迦南地赐给他祖孙。
Secondly is to grant the land of Canaan to his children.
第三就是我们刚才念的这一节，要从他的祖孙出救主。
And the third is what we've just covered, that from his line will come out the Savior.
所以说这个万国都必因你的后裔得福，万国这个是传承队要因你亚伯兰的后代来得福气。
And that all nations will be blessed through Abraham.
都什么福气？
What sort of blessings?
这个是都天国的福气。
Blessings of kingdom of heaven.
因为地上的福气啊，这个是一种假象，不能永存，所以不是真的福气。
Because the blessings of this world are all perishable once they will pass away.
地上所有的福气啊，都是好像戏台上的表演。
Worldly blessings are like stage acts.
戏台上的皇帝不是真的。The
kings of this world is not real.
那个不过是表演几分钟而已。The
plays are just temporary.
那我们人生这台戏啊，表演的长久一点，也表演几十年。We
can try to extend that play, but only by a few more years.
但是这个都要过去的。But
that play will end.
所以世上根本没有福气存在。
This world, you can't say there's true blessings.
真的福气是天国的这个福气。
True blessings can only be talking about.
那属于要赐给我们人类这个天国的大福气，就是亚伯兰的祖孙。
And for mankind to receive this blessing of kingdom of heaven has come through Abraham.
旧约圣经是这么简单的记录，但是保罗在加拉太3:16这样告诉我们。
The Old Testament has it its way, but Paul explains it in Galatians 3:16.
先看加拉太书3:16节。
Please refer to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16.
加拉太书3:16节，在这里保罗他提到，前面3:16节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed. Meaning one person who is Christ.
保罗这个解释非常厉害，非常，我说厉害是，这个不是神的启示啊，他根本不会懂这件事情。This
is a quite a devastating statement by Paul because if God did not personally reveal to him, he would not say this nor understand this.
真神是对亚伯兰说啊，万国要因你的后代都服气。 但是保罗在这里说，不是指着众子孙呐，是单指着一个人。亚伯兰的后代只有一个人要给人类大福气。The
original promise to Abraham was that all the nations will be blessed through you. But here, Paul's interpretation is that all nations is just one. That's Christ. That's come. The blessings will come through Christ.
亚伯兰的祖孙就现在犹太人，犹太人的确很优秀。The
descendants of Abraham are, of course, the Jews, and yes, they do enjoy their lives today.
很多很出名的这个科学家或者建筑家，是犹太人。
There are many great politicians and scientists that came out of the Jewish race.
但是实际上给带给人类福气的这一个就耶稣基督。
But who actually brought blessings to mankind is only one, and that's Christ Jesus.
那么亚伯拉罕的子孙要出救主，亚伯拉罕的第三代就是雅各，雅各生12个儿子，就是第四代。And
from Abraham, the third generation is Jacob, and Jacob had 12 children, and that would consist the fourth generation.
那这个12个支派要从哪一个支派出救主？
And out of the 12 tribes, which tribe will come out the Savior, the Messiah?
你们心里回答一下。
We try to answer that in our hearts.
是第四个儿子犹大，要拉犹大这个系统。It
comes out of the fourth son, Judah.
那犹大这个系统已经拉到大卫的这个系统。Because
out of Judah came David.
这个都是圣经的预言。All
these were prophetic in the Bible.
那犹太人啊，救主还没相信以前，他们都晓得救主要从大卫的后代出现。To
the Jews, before the Messiah comes to them, they know the Messiah will come from the line of Judah.
所以当时好像这个求医治的人啊，他喊的是说：“大卫的子孙啊，救救我啊！”这个大卫的子孙，那个那一句话已经包括着他认识耶稣是大卫的子孙，那么他就是救主，应许的救主。So
in the New Testament, when we have the leper asking for healing, he cried out, "Son of David, please save me," and that recognition of Son of David, meaning that the Messiah will be coming from the line of David.
那么这个救主的降生和一般不同，要从童女来出现。
And the extraordinary fact of this birth of the Savior is that it shall come from a virgin.
请看以赛亚书七章十四节。
Please refer to Isaiah 7:14.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
这个孩子都是男女结婚生出来的。
Children come from the marriage of a man and a woman.
但是救主不是，救主要从童女没有结婚的童女来生出来。
However, the Savior will be born from a virgin.
那童女怎么会生孩子？就是神的灵要领导她，给她怀孕。
How can a virgin give birth only if the Holy Spirit can give her such conception?
那么这件事情就应验在童女玛利亚的身上。
And these prophetic things happen to Virgin Mary.
为什么要从童女生出来？就由我们讲。
We'll cover later why the Savior shall come from a virgin.
还要出生地啊，要降生在伯利恒。
And also the place of birth shall be Bethlehem.
这是弥迦书五章二节所预言的。
This was prophesied in Micah chapter 5 verse 3.
再来，米亚。那主耶稣降生的这个前后，天使也有特别的指示。
And just before Jesus' birth and just after, angels came and also revealed.
这是继续旧约圣经神借着先知的预言，的一个指示。
That they revealed through the prophetic sayings in the Old Testament.
先知对玛利亚指示。
God revealed to Mary.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Please refer to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章二十六节以下。
Luke chapter 1 verse 26 and on.
这一段一直看下去，我们就晓得天使对玛利亚怎么讲。
From this passage, we learn of what the angels revealed to Mary.
在这个二十七节说，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去啊，对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。”玛利亚因这话就很惊惶，又反复思想。三十一节，
31.
你要怀孕生儿子，可以给他起名叫以马内利。看过这个三十四节。
And 34.
玛利亚对天主说：“我没有出嫁，怎能怎么有这事呢？”以下讲究，就是天使向玛利亚显现，所以他要生孩子。
Here the angels came, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she will be.
玛利亚很惊慌，她说。我没有出嫁，我怎么会生孩子？
Of course, Mary was astonished because she knew she was a virgin. How would she bear a child?
就神的灵要领导她。
That is, the Holy Spirit will come upon her.
所以她真的怀孕了。
And she did become pregnant.
因此，她的未婚夫约瑟，以为是玛利亚做错事，就想暗暗地把她离掉。
And of course, Joseph, her husband-to-be's reaction was that she must have been infidel, therefore he wanted to break off the pledge of engagement.
那个时候天使对约瑟显现，看马太第一章。
Matthew chapter 1, then the angels revealed to Joseph.
第二十节。
Verse
20. 第一章的二十节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的祖孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。”因为他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，他将要像一个儿子，要给他起名叫耶稣。
21.
因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里救起来，这一切的事应成就， 要应验主基督先知所说的话，
23,
必有童女怀孕生子，
23,
人要称他、叫以马内利、这是对于这个在向玛利亚怀疑的这个约瑟的这个主事。
This was revealed to Joseph who is doubting his fiancée。
那主耶稣降生的那个晚上，
The night that Jesus was born，
天使向野地的牧羊人显现。
The angels again revealed to the shepherds who are in the field.
请看路加福音第二章。
Please look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章的第八节以下。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8 and onwards.
这里是记在伯利恒啊的野地有些牧羊人，那天使向他们显现。
Here talks about shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem, and the angels appeared to them.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主耶稣。啊”啊天使指示这个牧羊人。
The angels instructed the shepherds.
说：“我要告诉你一个大喜的信息。
”I have great news for you.
所以福音呢、就是从这里开始，好的消息。
This is where the term gospel comes from.
什么好消息呢？
What good news?
就是救主降生。
That is, the Savior will be born.
那么这个救主降生不是单为着一国或者一族，是关乎万民，是关乎全人类的。
And this Savior is not to save one race or one nation, but all mankind.
那么后来主耶稣啊，被带到圣殿去献祭。
Later, when Jesus went to the temple to give sacrifices,
在路加第二章这里就记载呀、圣灵又感动西面，也感动这个阿拿。
And the Bible also records in that incident the Holy Spirit moved Simeon as well as Hannah.
这个孩子就是神所应许的救主。
Telling them that this son, this child is the Savior Messiah.
所以主耶稣降生就这样子，在旧约有预言了、降生前后。有主事，那降生以后又主事。
So this was the happenings of the birth of Jesus that in the Old Testament it was prophesied before, it, just before he was born, it was revealed. Afterwards, it was revealed, and it was again revealed in throughout his life.
有人以来啊，没有一个人的降生啊，真神通过先知啊这么多方面的指示。
When you're talking about any man that ever existed, no one has ever had such prophecy told about their lives.
所以主耶稣出来传道的时候，也向犹太人表示说：“我的事情都记在圣经。”
Therefore, when Jesus was preaching, he did reveal to the Jews that my story of my life is recorded in the scriptures.
他也以他的遭遇啊，和圣经的预言一致来证明他就是基督。
Through his encounters and through the prophecy it is shown that all his life is written in his book.
你是信耶稣主耶稣，你对主耶稣的书一定要多学习一点，多明白一点。
If you believe in Jesus, you must know as much as you can about Jesus.
别人的传记你可以不必读的，因为和你没有多大关系，但是耶稣的书你一定要清楚。
The lives of other characters you may ignore or not study, but Jesus you cannot cannot ignore.
你对主耶稣的信心才能建立起来，你也才有办法去传扬主耶稣。
Only can you have a firm foundation in the knowledge of Jesus can you preach Jesus.
我们看第二段。
We go to the next section. 耶稣的童年。The childhood of Jesus.
这个主耶稣差不多三四岁才出来传道。
Jesus started his ministry only after he was 30 or so.
请看这个路加福音第三章二十三节。
Please look at Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
路加福音三章二十三节，这里记载耶稣开头传道年纪又有三十岁，一人看来他是约瑟的儿子，这里告诉我们主耶稣传道出来传道的时候差不多三十岁。
Jesus started his ministry around 30.
但是这个三十岁以前那一段呢、有关主耶稣的事情等于。不是完全空白的，但是就是没有什么采样，没有什么记录。
Now the period before 30 in Jesus' life, it's not recorded, but it has been scatteredly recorded.
他降生以后啊，这个马太福音有记载啊，就是因为东方的博士来朝见，要来朝见耶稣，这个犹太人的王了啊，所以希律王吓了一跳。
In the Matthew account, it says because the wise men from the east heard that this king of the Jews is going to be born, and they came to find out.
就告诉那些博士说，你们假如找到犹太人的王，要回来告诉我，我要去拜他。
And King Herod heard this, and he was rather disturbed because he was the king at the time, and he asked the wise men to go and find out and come back, tell him so he can worship this king.
那么东方的博士啊，这个东方应该是指着巴比伦一带的，就是迦南地的东方。
The wise men of the east probably refers to Babylonian wise men.
他们在东方看到的那个星啊，又出现了，那么他们就跟着那个星啊，一直走到伯利恒去。
And they saw the star from the east, and they followed the star until they arrived in Bethlehem.
那就找到耶稣。
And they found a place where Jesus was born.
拜他，向他奉献。
They worshiped Jesus, and they offered gifts to
Jesus. 那这个大希律王一直等，这个这些博士都没有回来报告。
All the while, King Herod was waiting for news of this Savior to be born.
因为天使对那些博士指示啊，说你们不要回去报告这个希律王。
But of course, it was the angels that told the wise men not to go back and report to King Herod.
因为希律王不是真的要来拜耶稣啊，是要杀耶稣啊。
They revealed to them that King Herod's intention is not to worship the Jesus, but to kill him.
那希律王看这个博士没有回来，后来下命令。
And because King Herod did not see the return of the wise men, he then set a decree.
把伯利恒一带的两岁以下的男孩子统统杀光。
That is to destroy all the male children 2 years and under all throughout Egypt.
他想这里面总会杀到一个将要做犹太人的王的那个孩子。
He figures that he will cover such a child, male child,that supposedly is to become the king of the Jews.
但是他还没下手以前，天使就只是有手，所以有手就带着这个玛利亚和主耶稣逃到埃及去。
But before he enforced such a decree, that God revealed to Joseph so that they fled.
等到希律王死了，才从离开埃及回来犹太地，到拿撒勒，就住在拿撒勒。
It was after such a terror had subsided and King Herod died.Joseph returned to a place, Nazareth.
我们请看马太福音第二章。
Matthew chapter 2.
第二章的二十二节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 22.
即使在梦中啊，有时多了几处事，那有时就回加利利。那二三节就记载，到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。
23.
所以主耶稣从小时候就住在拿撒勒。
Therefore, Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
那从那个时候开始，一直到十二岁都没有记录他的事情。
From his after his birth up to the age of 12, there's no recording of his life.
那到他主要是十二岁的时候，他父母亲呢、啊，就是养父和他的生母玛利亚带他到耶路撒冷去守逾越节。
And when Jesus was 12, it was recorded that he was brought by his parents to Jerusalem to observe Passover.
这就是记在这个路加福音第二章的。
This is recorded back in Luke chapter 2.
那个时候主耶稣十二岁，按犹太人的规矩，就十二岁就可以啊去参加这个逾越节。
According to Jewish customs, that a boy age 12 can go to the temple to observe Passover.
那以后他的智慧啊生量。并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And as he grew, he gained pleasures in the sight of men and his elders.
那就从十二岁到三十岁啊，这个十八年当中啊，万主耶稣的事情都没有记录。
And again, from the age 12, after the age of 12 to age of 30, there's no recording of his life.
那没有这个圣经的资料啊，还有一些外经呢。但是那个外经的资料都靠不住的，我们就不便去什么猜测， 耶稣基督当中情况是怎么样的。
Although there are other writings that talks about this period between Jesus, between 12 and 30, but it is not biblical, so we do not need to bother looking into those.
那到了他三十岁的时候才出来。
It's only after 30 that he, again, recording started and he started his
但是他要开始传道以前呢他就是接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
And before he started, officially commenced his ministry, he received baptism from John the Baptist.
请看马太福音第三章十三节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 13.
马太福音第三章十三节。
Matthew 3:13.
这个施洗约翰是做基督的开路先锋，像旧约圣经所预言的。
According to the Old Testament prophecy, John the Baptist was a preamble to Jesus.
那这个十三节记载，当下耶稣从加利利来到犹旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗。那个时候施洗约翰在犹旦河施洗。
At that time, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan.
施洗约翰是为了救主基督开路啊，是不是？
John the Baptist came to set the way for Jesus.
那个是这个悔改的洗礼，叫大家要悔改，准备心来迎接在他后面要来的救主。
That is to prepare the people in their hearts, a repentant heart, to receive Jesus coming.
那主耶稣要接受约翰的洗礼的时候，约翰不敢接受。
And when Jesus was about to be baptized by John the Baptist, John did not dare.
但是主对他说：“我应该尽诸般的义。”后来约翰才给他施洗。
Then Jesus explained to him. Then John explained to him about fulfilling righteousness, and John then did it.
那三章十六节十七节记载，他从水里上来，神的灵就降在他身上。那天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”
And here the Bible records as he came up from his baptism.Came out of the water, the heaven opened, and there's a voice saying, "This is my beloved son."
这个洗礼是为了赦罪，主耶稣没有罪，因为他是从童里生出来，所以他没有受原罪。那他自己没有犯罪，所以他应该是不需要受洗礼。
Baptism is for the remission of sins, but Jesus had no sin, neither original nor his own sin, for he was born from a virgin.
但是他要给我们留下一个榜样。基督徒该走的这个路，这个榜样，所以他就接受洗礼。那洗礼以后，圣灵临到他身上，那证明他是神所接纳的这个所爱的儿子。
But he wants to, he has to set an example for us as we walk in this life of faith. Where do we start? And that's through baptism. And after he came out from baptism, being filled by the Holy Spirit, this shows us that this is the one whom God loves.
那以后这个施洗约翰多方面的向他的门徒和这个大众介绍耶稣。
And later, John the Baptist with his disciples continued to spread the words about Jesus.
So, 耶稣就是这个救主，我跟他这个接谁带都不配，他很尊贵。
And he preached in such a way as Jesus is the Savior, the Messiah. I'm not even worthy to tie his sandals.
他介绍说，耶稣就是那羔羊，是背负人类的罪孽的。
And he explains to the people that Jesus is the Lamb of God that will take up the sins of all.
这些事情，约翰对主耶稣的介绍记载马太三章，约翰一章，三章马太三章。我盼望你们根据。这一段的经文写一个作业的今天
I'd like to give you
列出约翰对耶稣的介绍这个很简单
I'd like to give you a little assignment to read up on this incident of John the Baptist introducing to the people this man Jesus that's recorded in Matthew 3
好了你们就根据这些经文这些经文去分类列出施洗约翰怎么介绍耶稣？说耶稣是谁？就是整理起来很简单的，不需要通过很多的这个思考。
Just a simple gathering of what John the Baptist said in terms of introducing Jesus and what to analyze them into various aspects that he introduced Jesus.
这个明天早上上课以前 交出来，因为这个很简单。
Tomorrow morning before class, I would like you to hand in this assignment.
那主耶稣这个降这个受洗以后，他就禁食四十天。
After Jesus received his baptism, he fasted 40 days and nights.
我们看马太福音第四章。马太福音第四章。
Please turn to Matthew 4.
马太福音第四章的第一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引导到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食四十昼夜，后来饿了。这个是主耶稣传道以前的一些准备的工作。
These are some of the works that he went through in preparing his big ministry.
说起来，禁食四十天挺不简单的。我们有时候这个禁食一餐啊，有的时候感觉有点困难。
Fasting 40 days a night must be a very difficult task. For we fast once or twice, and we can feel its effect.
不过禁食不要流于形式的啊。
But we fast without be careful not to show.Not for show.
应该是有需要的时候，啊，我们去做。
We fast when we need to.
那这个禁食四十天以后啊，魔鬼就来试探他。
After he fasted 40 days and night, Satan came and tempted him.
魔鬼试探他的归纳起来，就是约翰一书所记载的，三个魔鬼向人类的，这个大试探。
The three temptations that Satan offered Jesus is recorded in 1 John, the three aspects of Satan's work.
看马太第八章第四章第八节。
Matthew chapter 8.
第四章的第八节
Matthew chapter 4
verse 8. 第四章第八节，魔鬼带他到一座最高的山，将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我。我就把这一切都赐给你，把这个世界的荣华指给耶稣看。
He showed Jesus all the splendors of this world.
这是一个属于人目的情欲。
This is a temptation to your eyes.
给你看，那你看你就想要。
To show you so that you will desire after it.
那你想要就是追求，但是你追求的就是不合圣经就犯罪。
And as you desire, you pursue. And when you pursue, you go away from the teachings of the Bible, you sin.
有的住在乡下因为没有办法看到什么东西，尤其住在山里头的人他没有看到这个大城市的一些建设的或者一些享受，他不会去想我要那些。但是一看了以后会想我要那些。
For the people say living in rural villages or mountains, they never see the big buildings, the things of this world, and they never think about it, but if they see it, they might then start to desire it.
那魔鬼说你拜我吧，我把这些给你。
And Satan here showed him and then said, "You, if you worship me, I'll give you all this."
第二，四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
马太四章第二节，他禁食四十天饿了。那第三节，那试探者的近前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”这是一个来了一个试探，肚子饿的时候。
Here another type of temptation. After Jesus became hungry after fasting.
肚子饿想要吃，这个是肉体的情欲，肉体的需求。
This is a physical need that after you're hungry, you desire food.
我们饿的时候吃饭，这个可以，这个不是犯罪，这个是应当的。
To eat because we're hungry is not sinful; it is natural.
但是不要去吃不应该吃的东西了，好像现在的吸毒。
But to take in things that we're not supposed to take in, for example, taking drugs.
这个吸毒是吃的瘾的啊。但是这个是不合道理的，我们要拒绝。
This is just like food when we take drugs, but these things are not for our benefit nor.
主耶稣禁食四十天这个期间满了，他可以吃。
After Jesus did his fasting, he should eat. He should be able to fill his hunger.
但是魔鬼叫他变石头做饼去吃，他就不服从。
But as soon as Satan asked him to make food from stone, then he refused.
因为这是一种试探的做法。
Because this is a temptation to him.
所以我们吃不可以乱吃啊。
So when we eat, we have to be selective.
不过听那个不可以这个魔鬼的话去吃那些不可以吃的东西。
We cannot succumb to Satan's temptations and eat the things that we should not eat.
现在在美国的社会啊，不但美国啦，我听说台湾啦，连小学生都在吸毒啊。
I hear in the United States as well in Taiwan that even grade school students are taking drugs.
或者喝酒啦。
They drink alcohol.
这些不该吃的肉体的需求，我们都要拒绝。
These should not be consumed. They're not good for the body, so we have to refrain from all those.
第四章的第五节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 5.
魔鬼带耶稣到这个殿的顶上，叫他跳下去，跳下去。
Here Satan took Jesus to the top of the temple and asked him to jump off it.
说神会派天使辅佐你的，不会受伤害。
And he tempted him by saying that God will send his angels and you will not be harmed.
那你跳下去不会死掉啊，人家会尊重你的。
So that when you miraculously jump off and not be harmed, then people will worship you.
这是一种试探。
This is a temptation.
叫挑起他这个骄傲性。
It is to entice his sense of
pride. 要表现自己讲。
To show himself.
魔鬼引诱人犯罪啊，归纳起来就有这三方面。
Satan's way of tempting people are just these three aspects.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和金钱的骄傲。
That is the lust of the eyes, lust of the body, and also the pride of yourself.
约翰一书第二章，先看。
Please look at John 2.
约翰一书第二章这里说不要爱世界。那不要爱世界，是不是叫我们不要去看山啊，神所造的山啊，或者海啊，或者水啊？
First John tells us not to love this world. Does that mean we should not look at the nature, the beauties of this world?
不是的，他在这里所说的树上的树是指肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Here in First John talks about the love of the world. It's talking about loving the things of the world, having to do with lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and your physical pride.
魔鬼借着这三种最厉害的武器要打倒耶稣，但是耶稣胜过他。
Satan used these three devastating methods of tempting someone, yet Jesus overcame.
可是我们今天不晓得多少的基督徒啊，是神的儿女啊，就在这三件呢、啊，魔鬼最厉害的武器被他击倒了。
But today we don't know how many brothers and sisters in Christ are being overcome by Satan through these three different means.
眼目的情欲。
Lust of the eyes.
你有没有去看不应该看的这个录影带？
Have you viewed any videos that are not good for you?
看不应该看的黄色的刊物书本。
Or read any books that are sexually oriented?
魔鬼现在就从这些方面来引诱人犯罪。
It is through such means that Satan tempt people to sin.
在吃的饮的方面。
In the aspect of foods.
不可以的，我们要拒绝它。
Whatever we should not, we simply refuse.
我们要隐藏自己，不要有一个骄傲心。
We have to be cautious of our demeanor. We cannot be proud.
青年时代是一个热情啊，一个牺牲精神，但是也很喜欢表现自己。
Our youthful years are the years that we are lively in our lives, but we have to be careful not to be arrogant.
魔鬼啊，就是因为骄傲失败。
Satan, it was Satan is because of pride that he failed.
所以主耶稣所说的这三种试探呢、啊，这个是魔鬼对人类，尤其对基督徒的一个试探的一个模型。
Therefore, these three means that Satan showed Jesus to tempt him are the same means that he will use to tempt us.
感谢主，但是主当然胜过他了。
But we thank the Lord that Jesus overcame those.
因为胜过他，他才有资格、有能力出去传道、做道。
It's only because Jesus overcame them that he has such the strength to start his ministry.
那么这一段你告诉我们，我们要为主做工以前呢、啊，我们需要这个学习，也需要这个被考验。
This should also reveal to that. to us that before we go and work for God, we need to go through these trials.
那么在各方面呢, 能够都信, 说起来才有资格有能力啊, 去做神的光。
And when we are able to be victorious over these various aspects that of our possible weaknesses, then are we ready to work for God.
请大家默祷。